Morning, welcome. Oh, hang on. No, I'm wrong. This is evening prayer. Start again. Morning, morning, and welcome to morning prayer on Wednesday, 29th of July. And it's the lesser festival of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. So Mary and Martha were sisters. They lived at Bethany. Brother Lazarus was the one who was raised from the dead. Martha was the one who was busy with chores, and Mary broke all the rules by sitting with the men at the feet of Jesus, which you may recall she was defended by Jesus for doing. So definite advocate for women being taught by Jesus and doing the jobs the men do. And traditionally thought of as being the divide between doing and being, but obviously we need both. So Mary and Martha and Lazarus. And interestingly, Lazarus would have been a part of when they were trying to kill Jesus. They would have also been trying to kill Lazarus, because having been raised from the dead, obviously he was a focus of attention and a proof of a miracle. So he would have, after that story, pretty much gone into hiding, which is why we don't hear too much about him, certainly not by name later on in the story. Okay, so let's take a moment of quiet to think about where we are in relation to being and doing, and how much we are ready to sit at the Lord's feet this morning. O Lord, open our lips,
and our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
O Lord, our governor, how glorious is your name in all the world. Your majesty above the heavens is praised. Out of the mouths of babes at the breast, you have founded a stronghold against your foes, that you might still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have ordained, what are mortals that you should be mindful of them, mere human beings that you should seek them out? You have made them little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honour. You have given them dominion over the works of your hands and put all things under their feet, all sheep and oxen, even the wild beasts of the field, the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatsoever moves in the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Governor, how glorious is your name in all the world. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. And it's my favourite psalm, which is the longest one, so we're only going to get a bit of it. Psalm 119, 1 to 32, read by Susan.
Sorry, I've just lost my place. Right, Psalm 119. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes. Blessed are those whose way is pure, who walk in the way in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies and seek him with their whole heart. Those who do no wickedness but walk in his ways. You, O Lord, have charged that we should diligently keep your commandments. Oh, that my ways were made so direct that I might keep your statutes. Then should I not be put to shame because I have regard for your commandments. I will thank you with an unfeigned heart when I have learned your righteous judgments. I will keep your statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. How shall young people cleanse their way to keep themselves according to your word? My whole heart I have sought you. Oh, let me not go astray from your commandments. Your words I have hidden within my heart that I should not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord, O teach me your statutes. With my lips I have been telling all the judgments of your mouth. I have taken greater delight in the way of your testimonies than in all manner of riches. I will meditate on your commandments and contemplate your ways. My delight shall be in your statutes, and I will not forget your word. O do good to your servant that I may live, and so shall I keep your word. Open my eyes that I may see the wonders of your law. I am a stranger upon earth. Hide not your commandments from me. My soul is consumed at all times with fervent longing for your judgments. You have rebuked the arrogant. Curse those who stray from your commandments. Turn me from shame and rebuke, for I have kept your testimonies. Rulers also sit and speak against me, but your servant meditates on your statutes. Your testimonies are my delight. They are my faithful counselors. My soul cleaves to the dust. Oh, give me life according to your word. I have acknowledged my ways, and you have answered me. Oh, teach me your statutes. Make me understand the way of your commandments, so I shall meditate on your wondrous words, works. My soul melts away in tears of sorrow. Raise me up according to your word. Take from me the way of falsehood. Be gracious to me through your law. I have chosen the way of truth, and your judgments I have laid before me. I hold fast to your testimonies. O Lord, let me not be put to shame. I will run the way of your commandments when you have set my heart at liberty. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes. Faithful God, let your word be the treasure of our hearts, that we may delight in your truth and walk in the glorious liberty of your Son, Jesus Christ. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever.
Amen. And our Old Testament is 1 Samuel 11, read by Fizz.
About a month later, Nahash the Ammonite went up and besieged Jabesh Gilead. And all the men of Jabesh said to Nahash, "Make a treaty with us, and we will serve you." But Nahash the Ammonite said to him, "On this condition I will make a treaty with you, namely that I gouge out everyone's right eye and thus put disgrace upon all Israel." The elders of Jabesh said to him, "Give us 7 days respite, that we may send messengers through all the territory of Israel. Then if there's no one to save us, we will give ourselves up to you." When the messengers came to Gibeah of Saul, they reported the matter in the hearing of the people, and all the people wept aloud. Now Saul was coming from the field behind the oxen, and Saul said, "What is the matter with the people that they're weeping?" So they told him the message from the inhabitants of Jabesh. And the Spirit of God came upon Saul in power when he heard these words, and his anger was greatly kindled. He took a yoke of oxen, cut in pieces, and sent them throughout all the territory of Israel by messengers, saying, "Whoever does not come out after Saul and Samuel, so shall it be done to his oxen." Then the dread of the Lord fell upon the people, and they came out as one. When he mustered them at Bezek, those from Israel were 300,000, and those from Judah 70,000. They said to the messengers who'd come, "Thus shall you say to the inhabitants of Jabesh Gilead, tomorrow by the time the sun is hot, you shall have deliverance." When the messengers came and told the inhabitants of Jabesh, they rejoiced. So the inhabitants of Jabesh said, "Tomorrow we will give ourselves up to you, and you may do to us whatever seems good to you." The next day Saul put the people in three companies. At the morning watch, they came into the camp and cut down the Ammonites until the heat of the day, and those who survived were scattered so that no two of them were left together. The people said to Samuel, "Who is it that said, 'Shall Saul reign over us? But give them to us so that we may put them to death.'" But Saul said, "No one should be put to death this day, for today the Lord has brought deliverance to Israel." Samuel said to the people, "Come, let us go to Gilgal and there renew the kingship." So all the people went to Gilgal, where they made Saul king before the Lord in Gilgal. There they offered sacrificed offerings of well-being before the Lord, and there Saul and all the Israelites rejoiced greatly.
Let's do the song of the word of the Lord.
Return to the Lord, who will have mercy, to our God, who will richly pardon.
Seek the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked abandon their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Return to the Lord, who will have mercy, to our God, who will richly pardon. For our thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from above and return not again, but water the earth, bringing forth life and giving growth, seed for sowing and bread to eat, So is my word that goes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me fruitless, but it will accomplish that which I purpose and succeed in the task I gave it. Glory to the Father,
and to the Son,
and to the, Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Return to the Lord, who will have mercy, to our God, who will richly pardon.
And Stephen's going to read Luke 22, 39 to 46.
He came out and went, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples followed him. When he reached the place, he said to them, "Pray that you may not come into the time of trial." Then he withdrew from them about a stone's throw, knelt down and prayed, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done." Then an angel of heaven appeared to him and gave him strength. In his anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down on the ground. When he got up from prayer, he came to the disciples and found them sleeping because of grief, and said to them, "Why are you sleeping? Get up and pray that you may not come into the time of trial."
Lord, you will guide me with your counsel and afterwards receive me with glory.
Lord, you will guide me with your counsel and afterwards receive me with glory.
For I'm always with you. You hold me by my right hand.
And afterwards receive me with glory.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, you will guide me with your counsel and afterwards receive me with your glory.
And we'll do the Benedictus.
They were faithful unto death, and God has given them the crown of life.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, God promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all that hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath God swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. A new child should be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of all their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory
to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning,
is now, and shall be forever.
Amen.
They were faithful unto death, and God has given them the crown of life.
And it's really interesting looking at that story of Saul. The people have finally got the king that they want, and there's been a battle success. A few mentions of violence on the way to get there. And you'd think they were sort of settled and Saul had a job for life. But in fact, God is more interested in character than in sustaining people in a role. And the character building demonstrated by Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane isn't present in the life of Saul. Which all fits in quite nicely with our today's reading, funnily enough, which is about Ransom, who's a chap in the book of Perelandra. If you haven't read Perelandra, I definitely recommend it. It's a bit of a romping tale. Anyway, so Ransom is your sort of protagonist, normal sort of standard issue British chap. And he's gone to a different planet, and yes, we'll see where we get to. So there's quite a long bit about the story. Assigned a redemptive task by the heavenly powers in Perelandra, Ransom arrived in the unfallen paradise, which had two inhabitants, a new Adam and Eve. Demonic Weston, the unman, tried to tempt the lady of the planet into disobeying God, and Ransom presented reasons for her obedience, engaging the unman in a debate to prevent the fall of the planet. When Ransom saw that he was losing the argument, he realized that in order to accomplish his mission, he must fight the unman in direct combat. He struggled with that decision. And then here's the direct quote from Lewis. He believed he could face the armed man with firearms, but to come to grips with it, to go voluntarily into those dead yet living arms, to grapple with it naked chest to naked chest, perhaps he would fight and win, perhaps not even be badly mauled. But no faintest hint of a guarantee in that direction came to him from the darkness. The future was black as the night itself. It is not for nothing that you are named Ransom, said the voice. My name also is Ransom. As a commentary, Jesus entered into battle with the ancient enemy of humankind. Although he was tempted to exchange God's will and plans for the schemes of the evil one, Jesus prevailed in his obedience to the Father. To each of the adversary's proposals, Jesus responded with the word of God. Empowered by the Spirit, he emerged victorious, our ransom. For we have not a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. It's Hebrews 4:15-16. The New Testament often pictures the Christian life using the imagery of a struggle, a battle waged by the saints of God against the powers of darkness. Fight the good fight of the faith, and be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armour of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For the struggles and conflicts in which we are engaged, St. Paul urges our dependence upon the strength and power available to us by God's Spirit. The champion who came to fight for us invites us to celebrate his triumph and to participate in his victory. He fights in our place, and his victory is ours. Let's start there in our prayers. Support us in our final strife and lead us out of death to life. Let us pray to God, who alone makes us dwell in safety. For all who are affected by coronavirus through illness or isolation or anxiety, that they may find relief and recovery. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For those who are guiding our nation at this time and shaping national policies, that they may make wise decisions, especially today thinking about the issues around food poverty. Lord, hear us. For doctors, nurses, and medical researchers, that through their skills and insights, many will be restored to health. And we pray especially remembering the efforts to produce different vaccines and to multiply the number of doses. Lord, we pray there be safe vaccines, they'd be effective and with no side effects. Lord, hear us. For the vulnerable and the fearful, for the gravely ill and the dying, that they may know your comfort and peace. And we pray for many who have no religion or those who do not know you. And we pray for adherents of other faiths, Lord. Lord, hear us. We commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to the mercy and protection of God. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. And the collect for today. God our Father, whose Son enjoyed the love of his friends Mary, Martha, and Lazarus in learning, argument, and hospitality, may we so rejoice in your love that the world may come to know the depths of your wisdom, the wonder of your compassion and your power to bring life out of death. Through the merits of Jesus Christ, our friend and brother, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins
as we forgive those
who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless us and preserve us from all evil and keep us in eternal life.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Have a great day. Thank you for joining us. And if the church can be of use, do get in touch.